Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, it is time to open. You hardly heard it this morning, did you? Because we put WD-40 on the door because things are going to get easier. That's the plan, okay? We're walking into a new future, and Randy and I were talking about it before the show. So you American State Nationals, you have some absolutely wonderful things coming in the future. Wonderful things are coming. I've been listening to videos this morning. Randy's in Florida. Wave from Florida, Randy.
I'm waving. Hello to everyone out there. Good morning.
I'm waving from... I'm going to go take certification training that I'm real pleased about, can I say. I'm going to learn how to take care of people in case of an emergency. I like that.
Ooh, that's fun.
Be happening this morning, but what's happening is, in case you're, like, freaked out about what's going on in the world, the caravan from Mexico that's coming through Mexico, it isn't quite the way it looks, okay? Yes, people are coming to come flooding over the border. Yes, that really is happening, but that's also being used to our advantage because as we speak right now, the wheels are turning for a very, very different future. You've heard it a lot of times. It's called the global currency reset, but it isn't just about a currency reset. It's about character reset. It's about a goal reset. It's about a planetary plan that actually includes individuals of the global community and not just the interest of a dark and seedy group that have been milking and juicing the world for as long as they can get away with. I was listening to David Wilcox this morning, Randy, and he was talking about how extraterrestrials have been a part of our lives since prior to 1947, I think, when the first one is supposed to have landed in Roswell. So there's just, that's these things that are kept from us are just incredible. One of the things that Wilcox was talking about this morning, Randy, I hadn't mentioned it to you yet, he was actually talking about how the fact is that there's actually a spy satellite that circles the moon. What do you think about that?
I wouldn't doubt it. They probably have all kinds of things we have no idea about. And it's funny because why not tell us? Interesting stuff.
Think about what I just said.
Yeah. Why would they do that?
I just told you the possibility that a spy satellite circles the moon. Why would a spy satellite be circling the moon?
Well, they must be wondering what is going on out there. Yeah, people, who knows? I don't know.
Up a whole Pandora's box. I mean, one of the things that they talk about when they talk about the moon is that they talk about belling the moon, okay? Have you heard that phrase?
No.
Okay, so how you bell the moon is you shoot some kind of missile at it, okay? And then it rings like a bell. Why would the moon ring like a bell?
Why would it?
Well, because...
Armor? It's hitting an armor.
Because it's not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should name this program "It's Not What You Think It Is" and apply it to the entire world. So that's what we're talking about today, you wonderful nationalists. You, Waking Up in America is bringing you dynamic radio dialogues brought to you by Key Media, Happily200Breakthrough.com, Bragg.com, and that's Bragg with two G's. Happily200.com, that's the possibility of living to be 200 years old. TheConingCompany.com, SirJasonLitterT, DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. And the body can, and it really can. And that's the one that Randy's up to. and Jason on air, and our global audience grows all the time, and you can help us with that by sending our shows around, which you can download free from our website at Waking Up in America. The show that's being recorded today will actually be played next Wednesday. So that little thing, you know, we just want to, the whole world is being teased in a sense right now because of the things that we're finding out, stuff that we never even thought of before and didn't even consider it, and it's what's actually running the show, all that kind of stuff. So when you start hearing about extraterrestrials and marches up from Mexico and things of that nature, one of the things that it brought to mind was, who am I as an American, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I did something. I sent Mike a copy of a video that actually is the reading of the Declaration of Independence that we'll put on. But a question that I just wanted to ask you before we go into the video is, who are you as an American, Randy? What do you stand for? If it was the royal country of Randy Shannon, what would this country be known for?
Wow, I think our generosity, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people, there's half the country or less than half of the country would never say it, but our kindness.
Yeah.
And
And you know, you were telling me about some kindness at the White House yesterday, and I think this might be a place to bring that up. There's kindness all over the place if you're willing to see it.
Yeah, our president, who I totally love and support, I'm just wowed. He is just so in a groove right now. Everything he says just is, he's just doing everything right. And he actually opened up the White House yesterday to the 2018 Young Black Leadership group, and they called it a summit. And let me tell you, what a gala that was. Just amazingly beautiful, and invited in all these young black people, and they got to walk through, you know, different parts of the White House, and it was beautifully decorated, and Donald Trump came out and gave a speech, and they heard from all kinds of other people. Ben Carson was walking through and talking, and just all kinds of leaders that got up and spoke, and it was amazing. This guy is bringing together people, no divisiveness that I can see at all. So I'm in love with everything that he's doing. Him, his daughter, lift up and empower women. And, you know, not anything militant and Nazi-like. This is it's very uplifting. It's very empowering. It's opening up opportunities. And I think we have the most generous administration we've ever had. And I think we have one of the kindest administrations we've ever had, certainly in my lifetime, hands down.
I'm right there with you. There are times that I wish certain things hadn't come out of our dear president's mouth. At the same time, when that's the only thing I can say about somebody, when the job rates are up, and I see him and Melania showing up where people are in need and in trouble, and that I'm so grateful I could cry.
Yeah.
And I don't know how all of this is going to pan out because, you know, when you're in the position that Randy and I are in, and Mike too, you know, Mike, our announcer, we hear stuff from absolutely all over the place about what this is going to happen and that's going to happen, or this should have happened or that didn't, and you don't know 100% of what's real or what's true. But what you can do is you can start looking at some facts. You can actually go to facts, and you can actually see numbers of jobs that have been created, number of treaties that have been taken off. I would have to say that one of the kindest things that Trump has done for this country is to cancel a lot of the agreements made over
yes.
the last 30 years. He just stepped out of them. You know, nobody else had the guts to do that, or it was part of their plan, so they had no intention of doing it. He just stepped out of the Paris Accord and all these different things, and these accords that people have been yelling and screaming about how we're going to destroy our democracy by pulling out of these things, or our credibility in the world. The exact opposite is true. We've been the fall guys and gals for the rest of the world's problems, because if we contribute a lot and we take a lot of money from our people and things like that, enormous debt can be controlled and contained and put out there. I think I asked you this question earlier this week, so you can answer if you remember. How much interest a minute does the Federal Reserve make on different funds?
I don't have an answer.
Let me tell you how much. In 1 minute, Mike, how much do you think they make in 1 minute on interest on the loans that they have suckered us into over time? 1 minute. Much?
100 million.
Well, you're actually a little over. They make $36 million a minute.
Wow.
A minute. Okay, I don't even know how many minutes there are in a year. So these pooper scoopers... Actually, they're the scoop and the poop, or the poop and the scoop.
Do you realize that with this administration, this is the first administration that I can remember that isn't bringing up the deficit every other day? I bet he's going to spring that on us down the road. About he's quiet
right now. He's actually agreed. He says that within, I think, 4 years, that there will be no deficit.
Well, and everything, look at how he's pulling all the spending back. He's going to be able to say, look at what we did. All these other administrations, the deficit just screamed high. And he's
okay,
saying
well,
nothing.
You had that situation, you know, for 27 seconds where we were absolutely loaded when Bill Clinton was in office, and
mm-hmm.
we actually had a surplus. That freaked them out because they don't get interest. They lose that $36 million a minute. If there's no debt. So Clinton got to work and got rid of all the money, and that was his job, and that's what the rest of his jobs have been. So over the years, they've been getting rid of the money so that we would be in debt so they can collect the money on the debt. Well, all that is stopping now, which is why you hear yelling, screaming, hooting, and hollering, and the funniest bobs. I think those bobs are hysterical. I saw pictures of them, okay? Did I send
mm-hmm.
you pictures of the bobs?
It's all over the internet, too.
They're right. They're these bombs. Hey, I mean, my cat can make a better bomb.
And poor Aventura, Florida. They got such a bad rap. Nobody wanted that guy from there. But who backed him?
I have no idea, but I know one of them spelled Florida wrong. I think that's pretty cute. So we have these bombs that are supposed to be bombs that go nowhere. They're sent to key Democrats, and I've always suspected that some Democrats didn't know how to spell. Now I'm getting nasty. That's not right.
But let me point this out. He was from Florida, so that's almost like a clue. Hello, he spelled his state wrong. Okay, let's go look in Florida first. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It feels like a clue. And who backed him?
I don't know. I don't
said.
Even know that if I really care, but because it was so poorly done. If it had been really elegantly done, I might have been frightened, okay, or something. But I took a look at it. I started laughing. Anyway, behind all of this conversation that we're having is actually a very remarkable country that's being re-revealed. And I'm going to say re-revealed. And I want to put you in touch. And Randy and I want to put you in touch. And Mike and I want to put you in touch. And all of us here at the station, we want you to hear the original Declaration of Independence. And we want you to take a moment, just kind of sit back and relax. And if you've got your coffee or whatever it is that you've got next to you, take a sip now and relax. Because you're about to hear what America was intended, what the intended design for America was and is, okay? And it's right here, right now. And take it away, Mike.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them.
He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable only to tyrants.
He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures.
He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within.
He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures.
He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power.
He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation.
For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us.
For protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states.
For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. For imposing taxes on us without our consent.
For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses.
For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies.
For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments.
For suspending our own legislation and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever.
He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us.
He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people.
He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation.
He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas, to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands.
He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions.
In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people.
Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us.
We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here.
We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity.
And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence.
They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown.
And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved.
And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce.
And to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
I tell you, I feel taller, Randy. I feel taller. I have tears in my eyes at what a wonderful job those men and women did putting that together, you know? And even though you hear about women with the Declaration of Independence, trust me, those men had women whispering in their ears as well. And the whispers of women in ears are going to grow. And it isn't going to be just somebody's ear they're whispering into anymore. We're taking charge of things. We're taking charge of our lives. We've had hundreds of years of being put out of the game, which is just pretty amazing when you get that we're the creators. There ain't no men on the planet without us. This is how you guys got here. So pay attention. Tell you, you haven't this on your own. Let me. I don't know. I'm so moved by it. I don't believe I've ever heard it the same way I heard it this morning, Randy.
Well, I'll have to listen to it again because how many times have you listened to it? Each time, I'm sure you pick up even more from it.
Well, it's not even just exact words, which are, you know, important and stuff. There's a tone to the whole thing about who we are. And it's part of our kindness. It's part of our, you know, even when they talk about how we humbly wished, you know, we put forth our things, but we're not wishing or we're not being humble anymore. It's not like we just got mad and said, you know, you guys are bum, get out of here. We did a lot of work working with people. One of the reasons that our armies are so well known is they've gone around the world helping other people. We're a nation that stands for freedom on planet Earth. I mean, I found that just incredibly moving. What part touched you the most?
I mean, just, you know, even the whole tenor, just the way he said it, it was just, you know, the thing about us being such a kind nation is there's two other words that kind of go with that, and that's love and mercy. And I don't think that there's, you know, we've wreaked havoc on some people, make no mistake, but we are merciful as well. And, you know, we have gone wayward as a country many times, you know, in many ways, but I believe under this presidency, it's going to come back. I mean, I have no hatred or ill will towards any enemies. I am merciful. I have love and I have kindness. And that's just, it's ingrained in, I would say, the majority of the people.
See, what's going to happen, what is happening under this president is that we're getting the space to have our kindness back. When you send people to work for 80 hours a week and you tax them and you poison them and you do all the stuff that's been done to us over the years, one of the things that I recognize is our resiliency is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely phenomenal that we've endured all of this, that we've all taken a risk. You've taken risks. I've taken risks. We've got armies of friends that have taken risks. Some of them have died inside of this system. You know, our president, Timothy Turner, there is a republic. It's the Republic for the United States of America. And the president of that republic, James Timothy Turner, is doing time in prison for being president of the republic. Actually, they got him on some kind of a technical charge where he was owed billions of dollars by them, and they somehow managed to turn that around to he has a jail sentence. So it's very clever. They're very clever. They're very manipulative. And when I say they, I'm not talking about ordinary human kindness, okay? One of the things that I originally had planned for this program was a great tape that was about the kindness of everyday kindness. One of the things on the tape, and for some reason it didn't get through, was a policeman, and I think it was in Texas, Randy, policeman finds a guy without shoes, right? And it's cold. And so he goes out and he buys him shoes. And not only does he buy him shoes, he takes him out and he gets him some food and stuff like that, too. Okay?
Yes.
That's just one of many, many, many things on the tape. One of them was so sweet was this young man saw this old lady hobbling across the parking lot. I think he worked for Lowe's. I'm going to give Lowe's the commercial here anyway. And he comes running across the parking lot to help the old lady get something, you know? It's just like, just there, like an angel there. I don't know if you've ever had an angel in your life, but I've had them more than once. I was hit by an 18-wheel paper truck back in 1982, and I was it was the center lane of the freeway, and I got knocked across five lanes of freeway. I still have issues from that accident today, and my car was, when it came to rest, was broadside, Randy, on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Car is screeching around still, you know, like trying to miss. I mean, it was a mess. It was a big, you know, 20 car pileup on the freeway. What happened? This guy comes, this black dude comes running down the ramp. He just runs out into the freeway, yanks my car door open. I can't move because my hip is damaged. Picks me up, carries me over to the side of the freeway. And Randy, I'm not kidding. And then he disappears. And I'm lying in the ice plants on the side of the freway, and the ants are like walking on me, and I just start laughing.
Yeah.
A black angel comes, pulls open my car door, sets me on the side of the freeway, and disappears right in front of me?
Mm-hmm.
This world isn't the linear world that we think of. There's stuff all over the place. I think we've got friends paying attention all the time. Sometimes, you know, if we're in too much pain or if we have so little belief, we can't connect with the good things that are just around us. For one thing, this morning I'm taking an emergency certification training after this radio program is over so that I can be of contribution should we have any major disaster here in the canyon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the canyon is full of people like me, just full of people like me, and some of them absolutely cannot stand Donald Trump. That's because they've been lied to, and big money has been spent lying, and the whole Christina Blasey conversation, gee, the more you look at it, the more you wonder if she's going to have to do jail time.
Is there something going on? I don't know. We don't need to get into that, but yes, I get it.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it today, but there is a lot going on about it, about how it's, I actually asked a psychic last night about it. And there's a lot of confusion, but it wasn't entirely accurate. Let's just say that the testimony wasn't entirely accurate.
Hmm.
These things are being done, these pipe bombs, they're not real things, okay? They're just things meant to stir you up. People dying, people being denied food, people not being taken care of at the border, snatched away from their mothers. Hey, out of those 10,000 of those 12,000 children, they had no mothers at the border with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were coming all over by themselves, but bringing their tattoos and their plans for taking advantage of America and California. I think at this point we're the laughingstock of the nation, but because of our governor, and we now have something on the ballot. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
I think it's Proposition 10, Randy. If you wanted to rent a room in your house to somebody, it would tell you what the maximum rent would be on that room.
And they have any reason to be a part of that? Why?
Because they want to control us.
Yeah, if it's your house, it's your house. Apparently it's not your house.
Well, the same thing is true if it's your gun, your gun, but they still want your gun.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways that I actually keep myself happy and diffuse myself is to make sure that I do kindness every day.
Mm-hmm.
I really got given that assignment in the wisdom course for the first time in 2000, I think. And the second time in 2016 was the last time I took the wisdom course.
Okay.
I have done a kindness every day without fail, and sometimes more, since 2016. Now, what if everybody took on what we took on in the wisdom course? That's a landmark education course, one of the... You know, how you can better serve the planet. I highly recommend Landmark if you want to be of more service to the planet and your family. So, we had probably 300 people in that course, and I'm going to bet most of them are doing exactly what I'm doing. Okay?
That's good. That's a lot of people spread out, and that's just one course in one location.
And that's just one course, okay? And that's what Landmark teaches, are these kinds of things. So what you want to do is you want to surround yourself with people that know kindness and it's just a natural state, okay? Another good one would be insight trading seminars. John Roger passed a couple of years back, did a marvelous job of putting them together, and there's something called the University of Santa Monica. See, we live in a 3D dimension, but I'm going to say that there's probably 40 different dimensions going on in this given moment at any time. If you have the equipment, so to speak, to access it, or the practice. And what happens, especially spiritually or psychically, Randy, is you start to practice it and you start to get it. Now, you want to make a decision about something and you want to know if it's kind or not. If you have a pendulum, you can actually take that pendulum, and that pendulum will reflect to you whether you think your decision is the best decision or not. for instance, in my case, when I'm trying to decide something, if the pendulum swings away from me and then towards me, that's a yes. It might not be for you. You would check it. You would say, my name is Valerie, or my name is Ben, or my name is Randy, and see which way the pendulum swings. Because if it swings back and forth, that means it's saying, yes, that's your name and that's your baseline. And then you can start asking other questions. Start to have fun with it, because you will find out that you make some very intelligent choices that aren't necessarily logical. And what we try to do is be logical and rational and straight line designed at all times. And miracles don't happen like that. Did I ever tell you the story about the woman that wanted her television show sponsored by Apple, Randy?
No, I don't think so.
One of my clients wants Apple as a sponsor for a TV show she's planning, right?
Okay.
Well, why not, you know? So what the particular work I do is to clear body sensations, and body sensations are traumas from earlier in your life or earlier in your historical life through your DNA. These charges actually affect a lot of choices that you make, and they also affect your intuition and your ability to connect psychically, okay? And you're going to be hearing more about this, because there's been a lot of work about revealing who people really are once they're not caught inside of the rat traps. So here you've got your pendulum swinging. You're asking your question. Act on it. Just act on it. See what happens. You want to call, you don't want to call. You're thinking about calling Bob, you're not sure if you want to call Bob or not. Just say, should I call Bob? He'll tell you yes or no once you've established your baseline. And then let it go. And if you keep wanting to call Bob, call him anyway, even if the pendant said no. The point being is that you want to start checking in with another aspect of yourself besides what's happened to you in the past and your logical traumatized mind, okay? But you have the ability within you. One of the reasons I'm into ear coning, which you can check out at coningcompany.com, is because, Randy, inside of your eustachian tubes, and I bet you don't know this, there's little antennae in there. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
You smart.
Well, you can talk more on it. You can talk more on it.
Okay, well, that what happens in that, well, tell them about that. About
well,
those,
I don't know it in
hairs.
Detail. Go ahead.
Well, what happens is when the body cleans out the lymphatic system, for instance, which happens 12 to 14 times a day, it has to get rid of the refuge somewhere, and it gets rid of it through the surface of your skin, through your elimination tract, and through your eustachian tubes. And the eustachian tubes are now really filled up with all the residue from genetically modified things, chemtrails, you know, fumes, blah, 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 food stuff, prescription drugs. Yes, these prescription drugs are just terrible when they come out. And what they actually do, the prescription drugs, the residue actually burns the inside of the eustachian tube. So you can get that these little antenna or villi in the tube, they're not serving much purpose because they're all caked up. You do ear coning, and you can even do it for yourself. There's a kit at thecodingcompany.com that you can get, and you can cone your own ears. You start doing that, and all of a sudden you're going to think you've gotten more clever. Or you think you're more intuitive. No, what you did is you cleaned the antenna, or one of your antennas.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the Kundalini Sikhs walking around with their turbans, with the guys dressed in white?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that under those turbans is very long hair?
Oh, I kind of assume that, yeah.
Do you have any idea why?
What's it mean? No.
It's their antennas.
I want to see that unwrapped.
No, I'm just telling you, their hair is usually about down to their butts if you see them unwrapped.
That's actually what Indians, you know, we used them back in the day to be trackers, et cetera, and sometimes our military would cut their hair off, and then they lost all their antenna, basically. I'm using your term.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's why they were so devastated.
Yes.
They couldn't track anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, they could still use their ears, but the antenna actually, their long hair gave them access to other fields of being, okay? Mm-hmm. I met Yogi Bhajan, and that's a trip, let me tell you. He died a few years back. That's the guy that brought the Kundalini movement to America. That man, you just tell him your birthday, and he would do your astrology. You'd even tell him what time you were born. I have the same astrology as Ram Dass. I don't know quite what to do with it. But that's a good astrology to be similar to. And it was like the moment he said that, everybody in the room just turned around to take a look at me. That was like 20 years ago. I still, you know, I was like, okay, Ram Dass, I don't think is here anymore. I know that he was a spiritual leader. I don't feel like I'm Ram Dass, but I do actually get that I'm a spiritual leader. And I don't know if you get it or not, but you are too.
I do, and I do seem to, for the most part, there's always a hiccup here or there, attract what it is that I need kind of at the time. Like you mentioned angels earlier. I'm not really going to get into the story, but I actually did have an angel help me in a very dire, I felt like, situation just a couple of nights ago. And a guy showed up out of nowhere, and boy, did he save my life. They show up. They are out there.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that happens is when you're all dumbed down with your McDonald's burger and fries and all that kind of stuff, and you've got a lot of sugar in your system, and you're working hard and drinking coffee and falling flat on your face when you get home, and you don't have time to exercise, and you're going to have to forestall the vacation this year because somebody needs something, very little of what we're talking about is available to you, as long as that's your reality. Now, you can have that reality that I just described, but if you include some other things, like that you have friends that you meet with or service that you do in the community, you start to pull yourself back into where the real power and the real love exist, okay? The rest of it mm-hmm. restricts limits, and a lot of what's been designed is totally designed to milk you for mm-hmm. more money. I got a parking ticket this week, which is pretty hysterical. It ticketed me for parking in a valet parking zone.
Oh, never heard of that.
I didn't park in a valet parking zone. Mm-hmm. I parked at a meter, and the valet thing was in front of me. And the valet stand was in front of me, and there was nothing. It was a meter, and I parked there. So I used to be that I would get, like, really upset about it, right? Now I just took pictures with my little camera, and I'm mm-hmm. sending in the with the camera that proved that my car was not in a valet zone.
That was a smart thing to do. That should remove the ticket, I would think.
Yeah, but as I go through, I now become like, oh, how can I take care of this, rather than, oh, my God, look what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way that once you start to get the declaration of independence and you can feel it in your core. I mean, I swear to God, Randy, I could feel myself sitting up straighter as mm-hmm. I was listening to that, because I was proud to be an American. I found it happening during listening, just listening. I feel like I'm like 2 inches taller. When you're 2 inches taller, you take pictures. You question something. You don't just say, oh, God, blah. There's mm-hmm. options, things that you can do, and we're going to have a lot of debt pulled off us. If I listen to one more politician talk about how the rich people got all the big breaks and the middle class got nothing, that is a blatant lie. And giving rich people breaks so that they bring corporations back to America is not a crime. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is. I had a conversation this morning with somebody saying that they didn't like Trump, and I said, just give me one reason why not, since he's been president. They brought up all kinds of stuff before, but I said, since he's been president, what has he done to harm you? And they couldn't come up with anything, literally not one thing. They don't understand why they don't like him. So I just give all the reasons why I do love him as the president. What a great time to be alive.
That we're don't say you. I say we're being manipulated, okay? And we are being manipulated, so pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say the pipe bomb thing got more laughter, immediate laughter, than anything I've ever seen happen. Like, that didn't go the way they thought.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand why it was so badly done.
Because it was so badly done, it's almost like it was meant to be so badly done, with the fingerprints and easily tracked back, and, you know, they're smarter than that, so they were purposely not careful. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, 9/11, I mean, when Building 7 fell down, that was kind of a red flag.
But when they own the airwaves, they can get away with all the sloppy work, I think. You know?
Ron sends us that psychic. I can't think of his name. Do you remember the psychic's name, the prophet?
No, I'm not sure who you're talking about. Probably only sends it to you. I don't know.
There's a psychic that Ron sent over, and I wish I had it in front of me. But basically what the psychic was saying was that everything he had predicted, and he had predicted that Trump would be president.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he said that hasn't marked something, I think. The only thing he said that hasn't come true is that the media hasn't come around to support him yet. At this point, it's 93% against him. Like 7% they'll say something nice, 93% they'll find a way to bang him. And Stephen Colbert is the worst, as far as I'm concerned, you know? He's definitely a one-trick pony. If somebody else were government, Stephen wouldn't have anything to talk about on the show.
It is a terrible show.
I was watching it with
people that just love him. He is so, his agenda is so out there every night.
there was one night when he went after Trump for something and the audience clapped. And then he gave him a lecture. Yeah, remember, it was like a year or two ago. He was lecturing his audience for siding with him. And then one of the guys that worked in the White House came on air on him, and I was watching it with a fairly famous person, okay? And I was the only person in the room that was getting upset. They were all laughing. And I said, hey, this isn't laughter. This isn't funny stuff. This guy is a one-trick bigot. And then I was afraid I was not going to get to talk to anybody again. It turns out that she loves me for it. But you don't know that when you stand up and you say something. You can't be letting yourself be swept along with the crowd, okay? Or just being quiet and assuming that you're getting away with something. You don't have to flag and stuff. You can just say, that's not the point of view I have, or something of that nature. You don't have to eat all the dirt.
You know, they kind of go with the narrative that they're told, I think, because in September of 2015, President Trump was a guest on the Colbert show, and Colbert said, I'm liking you too. Trump said, I'm liking him a lot. And Trump said, I'm liking you too. So Colbert actually really liked Donald Trump then and had a great interview with him. Now that was 2015, before they knew for sure he was going to run. So Colbert is, he's just a wishy-wash type person. And
I don't think he's wishy-washy at all. I think he's part of the team designed to take Trump down. It's relentless. In fact, the other talk show, the late night talk show host.
And I watched you guys, and Dr. Phil said it's healthy to disagree. I disagree with you, Stephen, about the president, and you and Colbert couldn't handle that. Start arguing with him.
Was that last night?
Yeah, last night Dr. Phil was on Colbert's show, and Colbert kept talking bad about the president. And he said, you know what? I don't see your viewpoint, but you need to, you know, agree to disagree, and you wouldn't do that.
The same thing happened when the guy from the White House came and was talking about, and he was trying to get him to badmouth the president. He said, that's not going to happen. You know, and he just didn't know what to do with it. I don't know if they screen him first for hatred or something like that, but, you know, Dr. Phil just went up 50 points for me. Thank you.
Yes.
Really.
That's why I don't know
the TV.
On
ever since before. Honestly, I totally believe they're paid, and one of the really sad things...
I think they're paid.
I know they're paid. You can't do that consistently without being paid.
Right.
They're being paid, or they're being not revealed, or something of that nature. I want to tell you something. There's a possibility that Walt Disney and Bob Hope were not who we think they are. And what's going to come out with these indictments and things of that nature is that you're going to hear some stuff about people that you wish you weren't hearing, because the underbelly of what's been going on in America has been so divisive and going on for so long that you believe a lot of the things that are said are true and they're not. Find out what I found out about different celebrities and things of that nature. You're gonna be seeing and hearing some things that you're not gonna like to be seeing and hearing. But in the meantime, remember something: be kind to your dog, love your kitty cat, pat your kid on the head, give somebody a hand. You know, that needs to step down the curb. When you're old, stepping over a curb sometimes seems like stepping into the Grand Canyon. Help somebody step into the Grand Canyon as a curb when you're sitting there. It doesn't have to cost any money. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, PhoningCompany.com, Happily200.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, Annabon Reich, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Sheriff Richard Mack, Tippi Hedren Cash, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Wolfgang Hobig, William P. Dunn, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Paul the Plumber, Carrie Cole Whitaker, Sherry St. Vincent, Lonnie Hogan Miller, Sherry Sharifi Brown, Roger Stone, David R., descendant of King David, RandyShannon.com, Edward F., Group the Third, Shalene Nightingale, and DrBow.com. Doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. Big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spadard.
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through. Now your heart is open.